It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, April 18th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American criminal defense attorney Clarence Darrow, born in 1857 in Warren, Ohio. He was also a leading member of the American Civil Liberties Union and defended teenage thrill killers Nathan Leopold and Richard Loeb for murdering 14-year-old Bobby Franks in 1924. Some of his other noteworthy cases included that of Ossian Sweet, a black doctor charged with murdering a white man in Chicago in 1925, who was subsequently acquitted by an all-white jury, and John T. Scopes in the celebrated Monkey Trial in 1925, in which he opposed three-time presidential candidate William Jennings Bryan. Called a sophisticated country lawyer, his wit made him one of the most famous American attorneys in history. Darrow attended Allegheny College for only 1 year. Over the summer, the financial panic of 1873 struck, and he was determined not to be a financial burden on his father any longer. Over the next 3 years, he taught in the winter at the school district in his country community. He also started to study law on his own, and his family urged him to enter the law department at the University of Michigan. He was there for only a year when he decided it would be much more sensible and cost-effective to work and study in an actual law office. When he felt he was ready, he took the Ohio bar exam, and remarkably, he passed it on the first try. At age 21, he opened his first office in Andover, Ohio, a small farming town. Having little or no experience, he started slowly and gradually built up his career by dealing with the everyday complaints and problems of a farming community. After 2 years of that, he felt he was ready to take on something big, and he moved his practice to Ashtabula, Ohio, a town with 5,000 people at the time. And there he became involved in Democratic Party politics and served as city attorney. In 1888, he moved again, this time to Chicago. He was offered work as an attorney for the city, and in 1894, he represented socialist Eugene V. Debs, the leader of the American Railway Union, who was prosecuted by the federal government for leading the Pullman strike. Darrow saved Debs in one trial, but could not keep the union leader out of jail in another. In time, he became one of America's leading labor attorneys, taking on and winning a number of high-profile cases. Later, he would focus on criminal law. In more than 100 cases, Clarence Darrow lost only one murder trial in Chicago. He became renowned for moving juries and even judges to tears with his eloquence. He had a keen intellect, often hidden by his rumpled, unassuming appearance. His summation in the Ossian Sweet case, in which he won acquittal for a black Chicago doctor who had killed a white mob leader while defending his home and family, lasted 7 hours and is seen as a landmark oration in the civil rights movement. Given the title, I Believe in the Law of Love, it was included in the popular book, Speeches That Changed the World. Today, Clarence Darrow is remembered as a fierce litigator who in many cases championed the cause of the underdog. And because of this, he is regarded as one of the greatest criminal defense attorneys in American history. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 18th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.